We're not talking enough about San Diego State. Yes, welcome on into the Pac-12 Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Christian Rao. Let's get on into it. The San Diego State Aztecs have moved from a team that I thought was going to teeter-totter, balance between a potential bowl game to maybe now moving into the conversation of, could they sneak into the college football playoffs? We're not talking about them enough, and we're going to do that on this show. Please hit that subscribe button if you're a San Diego State Aztec fan or just a fan of the new Pac-12 coming July 2026. That's coming. We're getting a whole bunch of teams coming into the conference. That's coming in July. I didn't want to wait around. We're talking about Pac-12 daily every single day right here on the YouTube channel or anywhere you listen to it on your audio podcast. They're coming off a huge win. 5-1, the San Diego State Aztecs going 2-0 in Mountain West Conference play after beating the Nevada Wolfpack 44-10. And if you remember the week before that, Nevada gave a good run to Fresno State. They gave it to him. Carter Jones stepped in, looked pretty good, and you thought that you might have this game be pretty close. I was thinking that this game was going to be a lot closer than it was. I thought it was going to be a true test for Sean Lewis, and it wasn't. They absolutely just took care of business from the start. Offense, defense, special teams, all three phases were absolutely insane for San Diego State. Let's start with the offense. Jaden Dennegal has really stepped up. Over the last couple weeks. And it's almost like that Washington State game where, I mean, he didn't have the greatest stats. They lost 36-13. It's their only loss of the season. It was almost like a wake-up call for the entire team, not just Jaden Dennegal. But after that, you win a game 34-0 against Cal. It was a red-hot Cal team as well. You take care of business against Northern Illinois, a tough matchup, 6-3. Take care of Colorado State, who's now surging, and then take care of Nevada. This team is on a heater, four-game winning streak, and you gotta love what you're seeing right now, especially from guys like Jaden Dennegal. He threw for 250 against Colorado State, only had to throw for 205 against Nevada, but picks up two touchdowns and just does an excellent job controlling the football game. His defense stepped up. He found a way to get multiple scores for this game for his team, and you got to love what you're seeing from the quarterback on the field for Sean Lewis and for the Aztecs. It's coming at a perfect time for San Diego State, this success, because at the beginning of the season, there was all these worries about, can they fill fans in Snapdragon Stadium? They're going to give these tickets away. They're going to just find a way to bring fans in, and hopefully they'll love the atmosphere and they'll want to stick around. Well, now you did that, and I think it turned out to be a good idea because now you're putting an amazing product on the field, and you're not only putting in a product that, okay, maybe this team could be good, you're putting a product on the field that maybe this team could be college football playoff contendership good. We're going to talk about their schedule in just a minute. There is a strong chance that this team could go 11-1, find themselves in the Mountain West Championship game, win it, and be that G5 team that goes to the college football playoffs. That is crazy to think about. Of a San Diego State team, a team that was not good last year, I thought was at the best their ceiling being making a bowl game this year, but instead they've definitely exceeded their expectations. On the running back side, Lucky Sutton has been incredible as well. I mean, he rushed for 113 yards against Colorado State. He got 76 and a touchdown against Nevada. He's been really fun to watch. I really like Byron Cardwell Jr. as well. I think they have a really good running back duo in the backfield. Christian Washington, another good running back as well. But when you're talking about the San Diego State offense, and you're including Jaden Dennegal, of course, you cannot forget to talk about Jordan Napier. This sophomore wide receiver is absolutely insane. I think he's going to win a lot of awards when the season's over, at least inside the conference. But three of his last four games, he's gone over 100 yards. He had 153 and a touchdown against Colorado State. And against Nevada, he had five receptions for 110 yards, but he also had a punt return touchdown. So, I mean, lots of really exciting stuff for Jordan Napier. This kid is really fun to watch, and they just need to continue playing this kind of football, because if they do, the San Diego State team not only is going to be a team moving forward is going to be a college football playoff caliber. I got mixed up my words because I apologize. It was a punt return touchdown for Jordan Napier, not a kick return touchdown. Just want to make sure I clear that up. On the defensive side, you have real NFL talent as well. Like, maybe we just should have thought more highly of the San Diego State team. Maybe we just didn't give enough credit this offseason because Jaden Dennegal, I think we just didn't know what we were to expect of him because he was in a quarterback battle this fall. Okay, fine. We knew Jordan Napier was going to be good. There was a lot of hype behind Lucky Sutton. Get that. But Trey White, true NFL talent. He's already got 4 sacks on the season. We're going to see him be a pass rusher on Sundays. And Chris Johnson might be the number one cornerback taken in the NFL draft this next year. I mean, he's absolutely insane. He's got 3 interceptions on the season already, including 2 pick sixes. And he's a shutdown corner. If you look at PFF grades, he's like leading the charge in almost every category for cornerbacks and coverage grades. He is an absolute stud of a cornerback for San Diego State. Number one on the roster, and number one on your jersey, and most likely number one cornerback taken in the NFL draft this coming April. And that'll be huge. That'll be huge for the resume for San Diego State. That'll be huge for Sean Lewis. That'll probably help more fans go to Snapdragon. Everything's starting to fall into place for San Diego State. And it's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful stadium. It's been a really tough time for them to fill seats. And it's crazy because the Chargers left to go for San Diego to LA. You think it'd be a football town for that. It really never turned out to be that. So getting that atmosphere and that culture built back up so fans and students want to go to the games is huge. And I think you're starting to see that. And Sean Lewis is turning this program around. So really good stuff. I think he's the guy. I think Sean Lewis is actually the dude to take San Diego State to the next level. I was a little concerned about that heading into the season, you know, heading into this new year. Would he be able to make that next jump forward? And he absolutely did. The Aztec fast offense that they discussed all last year, you know, with Danny O'Neill taking all those hits at quarterback, didn't really work out. It's definitely took charge this year with Jaden Dennegal, Lucky Sutton, and Jordan Napier. Looking at the rest of their schedule, they're on a bye week this week. We're going to dig more into San Diego State in the coming days. I want to get more stuff up on the channel. I don't know if you can tell, but I am losing my voice, but I want to get something else on the channel today. They have a bye week. Then they take on Fresno State on the road. That's a tough one because Fresno State's coming off a disappointing loss, and they're going to want to rebound. Matt Entz has done a really good job with that team so far this season as well. If they can get past that one, I think they can take care of Wyoming and Hawaii on the road. Although Hawaii's been a really fun team to watch, they just took care of business against Utah State this last Saturday. So that could also be a tough one, especially when you're playing on the island of Hawaii. They've always played very well in their home territory. If they can get through that, they got Boise State in Snapdragon. That's the big caveat. That's huge. Boise State is amazing in at home. But it's on the road for Boise State. It's in San Diego. If they can sneak that one by, you're absolutely, absolutely in the driver's seat to get yourself to the Mountain West Championship game. Then you finish off with San Jose State and New Mexico. This team has the ceiling and the capability to go 11-1, get yourself to Mountain West play, win the Mountain West Championship. And if that happens, if they go 12-1, meaning they win the Mountain West Championship game, they will be in the college football playoffs. I think they'll outbeat Memphis. I think they'd outbeat South Florida after those type of wins, especially beating a team like Fresno State and Boise State. So count me in. I think that they would become the G5 team. I think we need to start ranking San Diego State as well. I think the AP poll only gave them 1 or 2 votes. Absolutely egregious. You got to look, this Washington State loss. They lost 36-13. It was early in the season. They didn't have everything all figured out yet. But if you're looking at Washington State now, Washington State just did San Diego State a huge favor. They almost beat Ole Miss in Oxford. If they would have completed that upset, that Washington State loss would look like an amazing loss. But still did them favors in the eyes of the committee. If they go 11-1 with the only loss to Washington State and the committee sees that and they say, okay, this is a Washington State team that almost beat Ole Miss, who's ranked in the top 5 in the country. They'll give a lot of credit to that, and I think that helps them out moving forward. So San Diego State controls their own destiny. There's no doubt about that in my mind. If they continue to win and they win the Mountain West, I think we see Sean Lewis take his Aztecs not only to a new level compared to last year, which he's already done so far this season, but finds them in the college football playoffs with a 1-12 shot at winning the national championship. We'll talk more about the San Diego State Aztecs. We'll talk more about the rest of the new Pac-12 teams. More soon right here on the Pac-12 Daily.